Just in time for St. Patrick's Day, Patty Maloney and the Chieftains have a new album done in collaboration with Ry Cooter, exploring a little-known part of American, Mexican, and Irish history. The San Patricios were a group of defectors from the American Army who joined Mexico in the Mexican-American War of 1846. Primarily recent Irish immigrants and often forcibly conscripted, among other things, they found it difficult to fight against fellow Catholics. In the San Patricio album, Ry and Patty reflect both Mexican and Irish culture in the music and story. They are joined by a few guests on the album, including Lila Downs and Linda Ronstadt. Today, we'll hear performances that Ry Cooter and the Chieftains recorded for Irish radio and talk with Patty Maloney and Ry. I asked Patty about whether researching the story and finding the right music had been a long-time quest for him.
Indeed, going back 26 or maybe almost 30 years ago, a good friend of mine from Trinity College approached me about doing some music for the American Civil War. Because there was a lot of songs, a lot of music. The Irish fought on both sides. But during the course of that, I stumbled across this terrific story about the San Patricio and the Irishman John Riley, who was enlisted as he got off the boat during the famine times of 1845, and was given a gun and told to go down there and shoot the Catholic Mexicans. But he also sort of was wise to the injustice that went on and that was going on. And of course, that links up a lot with the situation in Ireland at the time, too. We had a bit of a problem with the neighbours who came to visit and forgot to go back. But the story went on from there. A lot of people, including Roy, have been after me to get on with this. So I started to do it 2 years ago. And it's taken 2 years to put it all together. But what a joy, what a musical journey. It's just magic altogether. We could have brought out 4 CDs, in fact.
Well, so the Legion of St. Patrick, or the San Patricio, were a band of soldiers, primarily newly Irish Americans, who deserted to the Mexican side during the Mexican American War, which was in 1846, which was shortly after they would have gotten here. And what you're saying is a lot of these people were just conscripted into the army as soon as they got off the boat.
That's right, and of course they deserted, but they fought 5 massive battles. The last one at Churubusco, and they got quite a few of them got hanged for desertion, which I think was a dreadful thing to happen. It was a part of history, as you say yourself. There is not. It's not sort of written about in the history books, but the Mexicans know all about it.
Patty, what did you hear about this story in Ireland?
There wasn't an awful lot. There was 2 ballads written by somebody, I don't know who it was, but not very well known. So there wasn't an awful lot of information. I did have a very good friend. He was the Mexican ambassador to Dublin, Daniel Dulson, about 15, 17 years ago, I think, who gave me some more information and material about it. It took a long time, and Roy has been after me with a big stick to get on with this, and of course he's so familiar with the story itself, and I also discovered from him that his great grandfather was a Jack or Mick O'Leary. He left Cork around that time, and when he came down off the boat, there was 2 guys waiting for him there to enlist him. So there's a whole personal side of things for Roy to be, to do with the San Patricio.
Yeah, right. What is that? Tell us that story.
He just did. Jack was Jack. I never knew him. He fought. It was a few years later. Just a couple though. He was conscripted into the Union Army and fought in the Civil War and lived to tell about it. So the family story was that Jack stepped. He literally did step off the boat, and I have to say. You've left your home, everything your family, your friends. In the case of the San Patricios and these Irish conscripted soldiers fighting in the Mexican War, it would do well to think in terms of what they were trying to undertake. I mean, the army there of the West penetrating and going into Mexico, the desert, the 120-degree heat, 4-day sandstorms, You know, it gets in your teeth when you go to eat, you know. But then the pack mules get lost and you don't have anything to eat anymore. And they, and it was very hard. I mean, it would be like being sent to Mars and saying you're in the army now. So this war was a problem for everybody. They couldn't, by the way, desertions didn't only occur in the Irish battalion. They occurred throughout. They couldn't keep an army together down there. Nobody wanted to do this. And American enlistees were promised money and land and all kinds of inducements that they never received. And I want to say that some of these Irish guys stayed there, made homes there, married Mexican women, had families, and lived to fight with Pancho Villa in the so-called revolution of the 19s, you know.
Well, now, I'm beginning to understand a bit of the history. How did you make the musical connection here, though? I mean, I know that's what both of you are very much, you know, enamored of, and it certainly comes through in this music. But were there similarities, Patty, that you were not originally aware of?
As I went along, as I start to listen to these great performers and some of the tunes, and then you noticed the influence of European music on the Mexican music of that time. You know, the trip down to Mexico a year ago, came across, introduced to some great the folklorists, for instance. You know, there's about 40 of them, and they have all these instruments, and they're terrific, and they're playing polkas and mazurkas and all sort of similar thing rhythms that we have part of traditional Irish music. And so listening to so much of it and that, and putting, trying to decide at finally, you know, for one CD what we're going to pick. So you know, I could definitely identify a lot of the tunes, and where I wasn't able to put an Irish traditional tune, I made one up, you know, slotted it in there. And so there was quite a lot of that happened, you know, 90% of the way, I think, you know, Roy kicked in and wrote the most wonderful song, "The Sounds of Mexico," and introduced us to the likes of Los Tigres, and they sang the Canción Mexteca.
We're talking with Patty Maloney and Ry Cooter about a new Chieftains album called San Patricio, telling the story of the San Patricio Brigade in the Mexican-American War. And Patty, you mentioned the song that Ry wrote called "The Sands of Mexico," and Ry, you basically tell the narrative of this. Was it difficult to put this into a song?
I'll say, you know, thinking back to 1848, the vocabulary of the time, the sensibility of the time, I couldn't do it, you know, all through the project, and I kept thinking, this needs to be done. I want to hear from the soldier out there in the field. And one thing we all enjoy, I think, and are interested with is this, our letters home by soldiers, because it can be their last statement, last testimonial, last communication to the loved ones back there. What would they say, you know, what would they comment on? Mm-hmm.
This is the Sands of Mexico.
We went down to Churubusco. The devil got there first. The road was hard and the way was long. Churubusco was far worse. Pressed in the Union Army and ordered off to go along the southern border to the sands of Mexico. Now we come from Cork and Kerry. That emerald world has passed. My Mary would be pleased to know I'm a praying man at last. In this distressed country, little comfort do we know. So my Bible is my road map on the sands of Mexico. When the roll is called up yonder, I be there. The boys will harmonize a lovely Irish air. Take a message to my Mary. She's the one that's true, I know. When you saw me, I had fallen on the sands of Mexico. Now the army used us harshly. We were but trash to them. Conscripted Irish farmers, not first-class soldier men. They beat us and they banged us, mistreated us, you know. But they couldn't make us killers on the sands of Mexico. That's why we call it faith. Thank you, Nick. That's why we call him Lord. That's why I threw away my Yankee soul. Our John Riley seized the day and marched us down the road. And we wouldn't slay our brothers on the sands of Mexico. Faith and righteousness was all in vain, as usual. Irish blood was spilled once again. As I stand upon the gallows, it cheers the soul to know history will absolve us on the sands of Mexico. The sands of Mexico, boys. The bloody sands of Mexico. La historia me absolverá on the sands of Mexico.
Beautiful. Hey, my boy.
That's Rye Cooter's contribution, one of them, to San Patricio, the new album that the Chieftains and Rye have put together. Sort of gathering together the intersection of an incredible story about Irish soldiers in Mexico and also this intersection of Irish music and Mexican music. And Rye, you I think brought a number of different musicians to this. How did you first get involved with Paddy for putting this together?
Well, you know, he called me on the telephone and said something like, let's do this now. And I was all for it. I mean, the time is now where there's so many reasons why you want to point yourself into this topic now, having to do with the present, having to do with the wars of now, the intervention, the first strike wars that we live with now, that these things we have set in motion, you know, and this was the first one in our nation's history, I might add. The first war of so-called national security, the first time a president pointed the finger of unpatriotism at the Congress and made them run and duck for cover and so forth and so on, you know. So these are issues that we're confronted with daily, in our lives today, and we have this wall going up on the Mexican border, this whole controversy about drugs and gangs and all these different things. In other words, it's, if you read your Howard Zinn, the late great Howard Zinn, which I have done, certainly done through this project to get grounded in historical fact, you know, rather than myth and superstition, you'll see this and you'll think, geez, this is the arc of an experience started then. We have the fruits of it now. So it's very interesting. So I said to Patty, darn right, let's jump on it. Let's get to it. And what can I do? I made some phone calls. I called Linda Ronstadt and an epic series of phone calls to try to get the Tigres del Norte interested, which they turned out they were very interested, being the chiefs, the jefes of justice music today, I think I would say. And boy, we're sure glad to have them here because they're great. It's a wonderful experience. And the Cenzontles from up north, the Linda's friends, as she pulled my coat to them, a folkloric troupe up there, young folks, doing great, going to join Patty on stage here. So this is how you do one of these records. You sort of try to use what resources you have and then push that out there and get everybody together. And that's what I like about making records. You know, we all get together and aim ourselves towards the middle, hoping that we'll come up with something that isn't just a recitation of history or antique. You know, we're not dressing up. You know, it's we're not antiquarians here. We're trying to keep it alive. And that's my interest, you know.
One of the great things on this record is a performer that we've become enamored with over the last few years who brings together both sides of the Mexican border is Lila Downs. And you had a chance to work with her. Tell me how the Iguana, La Iguana, fits in.
Yeah, having heard the song and the structure of the melody itself also gave me inspiration for a similar kind of melody that goes back a couple of hundred years in Ireland, and to mix that in with her, and she dancing, incidentally, she dances on it, and I had two of my Irish dancers in the studio for that. We actually filmed everything as well, like as well as the pipe band down in Mexico City. But you'll see all of that happening and the whole thing coming together and the fusion of music and the album eventually turning out like a tone poem, telling the story in between this terrific music that took place.
Well, here's a performance of La Iguana from that Dublin concert.
Se cae. se cayó de arriba de una escalera.
La Iguana, which is a wonderful piece of music with Lila Downs sings on the San Patricio album that the Chieftains and Rykuda have put together, and that is pretty much what you will get a chance to hear as they go out touring around the country. And once again, I have to say, both of you, Patty, you and Rykuda have really made an effort throughout the years to combine cultural aspects that you might not necessarily think would. I mean, weren't the first Cuban recordings supposed to be Cuban-African recordings, right?
Oh, well, that's right. During the Buena Vista time, we went down there ostensibly to record Malian guitar players and Cuban country folks, Eliades Ochoa particularly. And, of course, Fate said, no, I don't think I want you to do that now.
Right.
Fate said, and intervened, thank God.
Well, and now, of course, this is a different kind of combination going on, definitely.
Yeah, sure. Mm.
Yeah, well, a lot of the Cuban musicians, who that was a great sort of inroad for me as well into this kind of music, because we had a bunch of musicians there for the album Santiago, which got us our sixth Grammy, believe it or not. And there's three or four of the songs from Cuba. We still actually play them on stage, part of our shows, concerts. And Roy came down as well that time, and I was a special guest. And we had a terrific time. I mean, I'll never forget the finisher-upper, where they brought in everything, kitchen sink, every instrument you could ever believe. And all we were looking for was six or seven musicians, but there must have been 20, at least 20 of them. And that massive big jam session at the end, mm-hmm. would just go for it in sounds, and it was terrific altogether. That went on for about 20 minutes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, it sounds like this tour is going to be a lot of fun. So, because the album just sounds fantastic. Thank you all so much for making the music and for presenting it to us today. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Rykuda and Patty Maloney are guests. The Chieftains' new album, San Patricio, here on the World Cafe.